This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 212. Everyone is not a minimalist. Here's why I am, by Nicole Wiles of EnglishWallflower.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. I'm skipping the intro today. I tend to do that when the topic is minimalism. That makes sense, right? Now, this post is actually from a listener of the show, not only a listener, but a huge supporter too. I'm very grateful for Nicole, and I'm happy to be reading a post from her blog, EnglishWallflower.com. With all the support she's given this show from the very early on stages through now, it would be awesome if you could help me return the love by visiting her blog too. And just a little bit about her, she defines herself as a believer, wife, mother, advocate, academic, and minimalist. Writing is a huge passion for her. She's been doing it for almost 20 years. And like I mentioned, she's very supportive, not only towards this podcast, but also the LGBT Christian community, those of us who struggle with anxiety and or depression, and really anything that she comes across that she feels adds value, like minimalism, the UNF Food Bank, and like I mentioned, this podcast. So now that you've heard a little bit about her, let's hear her post and start optimizing your life. Everyone is not a minimalist. Here's why I am, by Nicole Wiles of EnglishWallflower.com. The media loves to latch onto trends. Lately, minimalism is one of those trends that the media seems particularly interested in, and I'm okay with that. Media attention, positive, negative, condescending, or otherwise, is a type of attention. And despite how the media sometimes portrays the situation, everyone is not a minimalist. So I'm not here to defend minimalism as an underground, cool, cult-like sort of vibe. No, that's not what I want. I want minimalism and the discussion of minimalism to be above ground, open, honest, and useful. I don't want to hoard it for myself and then bail when it hits it big because its popularity makes it instantly uncool. That's so not what this is about. With this in mind, I thought I'd write up an honest post about why I am a minimalist, or more accurately, as I've dubbed myself, a minimalist in training. Reasons I'm a minimalist in training. Number one, I suffer from anxiety and depression. Now, I know what you're thinking. How does this connect at all? Well, it really does. I'm a walking entity of anxious. Most days, those quivering nerves are just hyperventilating under the surface, and when I'm going through a serious bout of depression, everything is ramped up even further. As a minimalist, I've been working toward committing myself to a life of value, and the side effects of that commitment include pursuing passions over money, purchasing less and taking on less debt, focusing on my core family and friends, and learning to say no. While it's nowhere near a cure-all for anxiety, it is certainly a tool in knocking my anxiety levels down about 25 notches. Number two, I like my family. They're kind of a big deal. 3 years ago, I was working 60 hours a week. Even worse, most of the time I didn't care and willingly volunteered to work that many hours a week. When I stopped simply thinking minimalism was interesting and started dabbling in it a little bit, I finally took a step back to 40 to 45 hours a week. Even then, I was justifying the hours because I had the bills to match the hours. I needed that full weekly paycheck. As a minimalist, I buy a lot less and try to recognize when wants start to disguise themselves as needs. This creates breathing room. I noticed I didn't need to work so many hours a week anymore, so I didn't. I still don't. I maintain a part-time working life now, spending the extra time with my wife and daughter instead. Number three, I hate cleaning, but I can't stand a dirty home. One of my least favorite tasks is cleaning my home, but one of my greatest pet peeves is a dirty home. Plus, I tend to get anxious when the house is dirty because you just never know when someone might pay an unexpected visit. As a minimalist, I'm constantly trying to pare down my physical possessions. I'm also constantly forcing myself to be intentional about new physical possessions I bring into my home. Simply put, it takes so much longer to clean a home that has 10,000 items than a home that has 5,000 items. I'm nowhere near where I'd like to be when it comes to clutter in my home. However, I keep myself intentional, and as a result, there's a lot less junk to clean. Where cleaning the house may have taken an entire day before, it takes a half hour to an hour now, depending on exactly how much havoc our daughter has caused over the last week or so. Number four, I want to be as happy as I can possibly be. I'm not making this up, I'm happier as a minimalist. Happy is a tough word for someone who suffers from depression, but there is a noticeable difference, and it's not just a little one. As I focus on getting rid of excess junk, I feel like I have more space to breathe. This makes me happier. As I focus on giving more of my time to my family and less to a job, I create awesome memories and experience a lot of joy. This makes me happier. As I pay down debt and reduce my urge to consume, I dump a lot of the financial worry that burdens people day to day. This makes me happier. Number 5, I care about others more. Again, it might initially seem like there isn't a strong connection here, but there is. As I've gotten rid of distractions and stuff and relationships that don't positively impact my life, I've made a lot of time for thinking. I've opened up a lot of energy for figuring out who I really am and what I'm passionate about. I realized that I want to be honest and open about my personal struggles. Then I realized I want to take my talents and my passions and connect them to that honesty. And when I realized all that, I suddenly realized I want to contribute to people in a positive way. I was no longer distracted by the constant consumption and me, me, me attitude. I had long enough to realize that people have particular struggles I'd love to help with. I decided to use my newly available energy to become a less judgmental, more loving person who tries to genuinely consider other people. I care about others more, and I believe I do because minimalism has freed some of my energy up to do so. So is the media right? Is minimalism a trend, and perhaps a trend that's destined to fade away as trends do? Maybe. For me, though, minimalism has real benefits that I would never sacrifice. Minimalism is here to stay for me, and I hope this particular trend sticks. Minimalism doesn't have to be the same for everyone anyway. What could minimalism do in your life? What would your list of reasons look like after a month, 3 months, 6 months, or a year of using minimalism to improve your life? You just listened to the post titled, Everyone is Not a Minimalist, Here's Why I Am, by Nicole Wiles of EnglishWallflower.com. I found this post to be spot on, and that's why I wanted to read it to you. The more I've tried to be a minimalist, the more I see these areas improve in my own life. And you know, I'm a minimalist in training right now, too. I wouldn't say I'm a full-blown minimalist, and this post is especially for those of you who are in that process too, maybe thinking about minimalism but haven't quite implemented some of the practices, or you're doing it on an ongoing basis but could use the extra motivation. Again, you can visit Nicole at EnglishWallflower.com, and please do. I can say that much of this show has been brought to you by her. And really quick, if you want a chance to win a book by The Minimalists, I give a copy away every month to a random person on my mailing list. So to be a part of that for free, come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address. You'll get some free stuff from me on top of that bonus raffle, and you'll get a little email from me once a week with some life tips and letting you know what's going on in my life. So again, you can come by oldpodcast.com for all of that, or a super quick way to join is to text the word optimal to the number 44222. Tomorrow will be a continuation of the minimalism subject for our typical Minimalist Monday episode, featuring Leo Babauta of Zen Habits. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.